Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. And we are coming to you guys early this week because we just like couldn't contain ourselves.
And there's no other shows on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. And on top of that, nothing is going on. We bid adieu to Paradise this week. We have OC. We've got Dallas. But like not too much else.
I know. Well, I watch Below Deck and Jeff Lewis, so.
Oh, I watch those too. Well, I haven't watched Jeff in a while, although I think I feel like he's, like, getting really, like, adorable now because he has a kid, so he's a little bit, like.
His baby's, like, the devil.
Oh, is it? I watched the last episode I watched was when the surrogate gave birth.
Oh, no. She, like, Monroe. Screams bloody murder.
But don't, like, you think he, like, deserves that?
Time. Yeah.
He deserves that for how mean he's been to Vanina. Did she stay or is she gone?
No, she gone.
She's gone. Vanina gone. Okay.
Yeah, but like Gage is literally about to lose his mind.
Wait, they're a very handsome couple.
Okay, what's the deal with Jeff's lips? Like, clearly he's put in fillers, but
do you think so, or do you think that they're? I think they might be real.
No? 100% the top lip. If you look to both of his sides, like they're like swollen, and I feel like it's like a botched job. Like he might need to go see Dr. Nassoff or Terry DeBrow.
Like he's gonna be on botched. No, yeah. He says. He's always had big, full lips.
No, I've been watching the show. Those are not real.
Oh, I'm Googling it right now. Oh, but he had some help, too.
Yeah.
Well.
For sure.
Whatever. He's good looking. It's just like, you know what? The reason why
he's friends with Shannon Bedoya.
Yeah. She was like, Jeff, let's go to the USC game. Like, I feel like he brings out the fun side of Shannon.
I agree. I think I would like have so much fun with him. I could be their nanny.
Oh my god! Could you imagine? Oh my god! Wait, I kind of would love that. I think that's a way down to LA.
That'd be great.
Oh my god! Could you just like apply?
Oh, I feel like people would like love to have a nanny that was like I have like a teaching credential.
Yeah, and you could
people
get a
would
CPR.
Pay a lot for that. Probably.
Are you CPR certified?
Hell yeah, every year. I have to get recertified. They have the fire department come, and I'm always like, everyone, put on your red lipstick. Might be someone hot.
And that's there?
That's our signal at school when there's a fire drill. I'll go, red lips today, red lips today. And that means we're going to have a fire drill.
Oh, so that's what you say to the other teachers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, just in case someone hot might show up.
Okay, but does a hot firefighter ever come?
There's a couple good ones. They're always like the same because it's a small little place. But
so you're like besties with all of them. Getting a glass
of my skirt.
Get a glass of rosé after class.
I take off my glasses, put on my red lipstick, and pull up my skirt.
Do like a little teacher bun with chopsticks. You're like, you've been naughty boy.
Okay.
Too far. My bad. Wait, so did you already watch Below Deck, like this week, Below Deck?
No, I watched, I guess.
Oh, no, that's
I guess
tonight.
It comes out on Wednesdays. No, today's Tuesday.
Oh, my God. I was thinking today was Wednesday for like the longest time.
Oh, that's unfortunate for you.
Wow. That is a pretty big bummer.
Yeah, you have 3 days till the weekend.
Yeah,
so make poor choices.
Yeah, and we know I probably will.
Wait, how was the bachelorette party? Your sister's. Oh,
so I was in Denver this past weekend, and it was good. So I flew out Thursday night, which was – I'm a huge Patriots fan, as many of you may know. And they were playing Thursday night, and unfortunately they lost right as I landed. So that was a really great start to the weekend. But so here – so I was like, I'm a little early to the airport. My flight's a little delayed. Like, I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to watch the game, and I'm going to like hang out with some dudes. So I like sit, I get like sat right across from this like really good looking guy. And I'm like,
you're like,
and I'm like, red lips. No. And so I'm like sitting across. And so I start like, we just like kind of start chatting, and he's actually going to Park City. So I'm like dropping all these places of where to go because, you know, my dad lives out there. I'm like, oh, you got to hit this up. He's like, oh my God, thank you so much. That was so nice. Like, I'm going to text my friends. That I went to Boulder, like, I'm going to text my friends from Denver. We'll get you some, like, hot spots. I'm like, wow, that's so nice. And so I'm like, I am, like, in. This is great. Yeah. And so we're like.
Wait.
What?
Is he like, okay, yeah, so my girlfriend's coming back from the bathroom now, or.
Literally goes, yeah, so my girlfriend's going to Scottsdale next week, Emble One. I'm like. Flight's not delayed anymore. Gotta go. Just like leave that, chug my beer, and I like leave and I go to my gate. I'm like, God damn it, strike one. So then I'm like, oh, another bar's by my gate. Great. I'm gonna go over to that one. So at this point, I'm like feeling really low about myself, and I see this like kind of dumpy guy. And I'm like, I just like need a confidence booster, right? So I like kind of like
I'll talk to him.
Yeah, literally. So I'm like, I'll like side saddle up to him, get a beer, and I'm like, oh, can I borrow this menu? Thanks. We like start talking, and he's like, oh yeah, I'm from Denver, and I'm like, oh cool, like where should I go? Mind you, at this point I have like a list of like 30 places to go. And he starts talking, he's like, oh yeah, well, you know, my wife loves this place. I'm like, you're married? God damn it, strike two.
Wait, did you not see the ring?
Wasn't wearing a ring. Maybe he was, and I was on the right side. I don't know. I was on the right.
Either way, always have to look for the ring. Come on,
okay,
Courtney.
He was dumpy. I was thinking I had a chance here, and I was like, God damn it, I can't even get him. Strike two. Then Friday night, as we're out, we're like walking down to like this one bar, and like there's like this really hot guy, and I'm like, yes, hot guy. His English ginger little friend hops in front of him, and he's like, hello, can I talk to you? And I'm like, God damn it. I get stuck talking to like Peter the Ginger, right?
Hey,
I know you believe me. You're like a good looking ginge. This guy like a Welsh ginge.
I'm strawberry blonde,
and okay. He starts and I'm like, he's like, who has the better ass, me or my friend Scott? I don't know what accent that is. Whatever. Okay, Scott is so hot that I like make Scott let me touch his ass. I'm like groping him in public, and the guy's like, how about my ass too? And I'm like, no, I just want to touch Scott's ass. And I'm like, Scott, you're beautiful. Like, someone just love me. Like, love me, please. Then Scott finds my younger sister and doesn't want anything to do with me and goes with the 19-year-old version of me. And Peter the Ginger just comes right back in, and I'm like, I can't even go that low. And he's like, I'm 22 and an intern. And I'm like, Peter, I need you to leave.
No, thank you.
I said, Peter, if you're not going to buy me a drink and let me just walk away from you, you need to walk away from me now. I've strike three. I'm out of here. I gave up for the rest of the weekend, and I cried at the Bachelor in Paradise finale because I'm going to die alone.
So I think before you left on the trip, you said that you thought you were going to have a good chance in Colorado.
Yeah, I thought I was a 10 there. Reaffirmed my 4 status.
So good.
I'm just like, maybe I should sign up for the new season of The Bachelor.
Please, I want you to so bad.
Because we've gotten, it's now Ari.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this?
So Emily Maynard's season, she was like, she kind of reminds me of Amanda now that I think about it. Just like a blonde Barbie.
Yeah,
and
okay.
She was a widower. Ricky was a race car driver, and then now and Ari is a race car driver too. I had the hots for Ari, but I kind of like remember maybe a little bit of a scandal between them.
Did we talk about this last week?
I don't think so.
Okay. Oh, maybe it was like announced that day. I don't know. So there's like all these things about how he's like disgusting and like in his 30s, like goes to like sorority houses and hooks up with like 18-year-olds. So also, I don't think I should apply to The Bachelor now because he'll want the 19-year-old version of me, aka my sister.
Right. So let's get her to apply.
No, she's too good for him.
He is like very good looking, handsome.
I think he's like, he's very me, right? Like, we're good looking in person, but like not photogenic.
No, I think like
he's so doofy looking.
No, he's got like the gray silver fox thing kind of going on.
Yeah, because he's like 47 now.
Yeah, he's old.
He's not as old as Nick, though, but I think he's doofy.
I honestly think Bachelor's just going down.
I agree. I don't think this was the right choice. I think they really should have probably gone with Peter.
Yeah, I agree. The other silver fox.
Yeah, because he's at least, like, gorgeous and people, and, like, timely. Like, Ari, like, what? Who are you going to bring out next? Like, the
that
original
was,
Bachelor?
How many seasons ago was Alex, he was the original Bachelor. How many seasons ago was
I think she Emily that Maynard, was like though? Season 9, and this was what, season 13 or 14?
Yeah, that's way too long ago.
Yeah, that's too long. Like the franchise has grown so much in the past like 3 or 4 years that like he's like
with
before
in Paradise.
I think he's more of like right before people really started getting into it. We barely remember him.
Before hashtag Bachelor Nation.
Mm-hmm,
wait,
exactly.
So something we also heard this week was that we kept on wondering, why is Wells the bartender? And apparently they are grooming him to take over for Chris Harrison.
Yes, which, how do you feel about that?
Maybe that's how they'll get like the younger dynamic. I mean, I do follow him on Snapchat, but I'm a loyalist. I'll always go for Chris Harrison.
Yeah. Whoever Instagrammed us that DM, like, thank you so much, because that's like a juicy piece of info.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I'm into it. If Wells can't be the Bachelor, I'm into him hosting it.
Yeah. Okay, then other news this week is that Tom...
Guys, wait, no. I feel like we mentioned Instagram that we need to, like, mention our biggest news. We did it!
We hit 10K.
10K a week after Labor Day. That was the goal, right?
That was the goal.
That was the goal. Thank you guys so much for helping us reach 10,000 followers. We're still not verified, but, you know, baby steps.
We'll probably never will be, but
we'll never. We'll have like 100,000 followers, and they'll still be like, "Yeah, no,
whatever, okay. Their loss." Okay, now so, we have decimal points.
Yeah, now we have decimal points. Now it just says like 10.1K, which is, you know, pretty exciting.
NBD. No big deal.
Okay, so here's our new goal, though, guys, and we need your help. We need Andy Cohen to follow us on Instagram.
He would love us so much.
He would love us, and this will help us become bartenders. And then if we're bartenders, it's like each and every one of you are bartenders.
Totally.
I mean, kind of, right? Like osmosis or something, or like, you know, math. Yeah, so I think when we start posting things, everyone needs to just start tagging at Bravo Andy.
I agree.
Like, let's get his attention. Let's let him see us. I mean, he follows like at Ramona Facts. They've got like 1,000 followers. We're way more popular.
I know. Andy, hear us now.
Yeah, come on. Saint Andrew.
Okay, then we have the other big news this week was Tom D'Agostino is apparently engaged to someone new.
He's opened the bakery back up. Apparently the
bakery's open.
It's like to some lady named Anne that Luann is friends with. Like, what?
They're all Upper East Siders. So, like, how do you, okay, each other.
Whether or not this is true, like, what the fuck?
I don't like it.
I think it's weird. Like, oh, this perpetual bachelor has now been engaged twice in a year? What kind of cookie is she carrying? Must be a Snicker. It must be a Sneaker Doodle.
I just Apple feel like.
Andy, please follow us.
I'd be so pissed if I was Missy.
I know. Missy cannot catch a break.
She can't catch the cookie.
No. She can't catch the dog bone. Dog collar. Like, Missy is just like, Ramona's probably, I can't even talk about. Ramona must be like just sitting in her like evil lair, just like, like I can just see her.
No, she's throwing Avery a graduation party in the Hamptons.
And Bravo Andy showed up to that.
I know. God. I feel like he's attainable, but not.
Would we, like, be really fun in the Hamptons?
Yeah. I think I could get on Summer House.
You guys, we cannot wait for Summer House to come back. So Carl posted a story that he was, like, at that USC game this past weekend. And so, you know, Carl had some teeth issues last season about being yellow. So I messaged him from the story saying, "Carl, your teeth are looking real good." And he responded, "Aw, thank you." So I feel like we're really starting to cement that relationship.
We're connected. We're connected to Kyle Cookie.
Cookie and Carl.
Yes, love it.
I think it's pretty good.
Okay, should we launch into the OC?
Yeah, let's – okay. The OC does not work for me because you can't have teams.
No. Well, they kind of, that worked better than usual. I feel like there's been a great divide right now. So the divide is.
Vicky is Shannon. Getting like an army of misfits together.
Yes.
She's taking all the broken toys. She's like building an army.
Anybody be my friend? Anyone come to my party? I like had to Google. I was like, how the fuck old is she? Like,
how
what?
Old is this Vicky? Is kind of. I'm gonna go with 52.
55. Okay. Double nickels. But I'm like, but like having a party for your double nickels? Come on.
Okay, having a party for your double nickels when you walk out and you're like, here I am, and not one person turns around.
No. And then that red dress was like so bad. She had such a pooch in it.
I like we love Vicky and we're a Vicky apologist all the time, even though we will talk shit on her because we know she doesn't listen to this but follows us on Instagram. But like I mean, Tamara was right when she's like, Vicky hasn't been to a gym in a while. And like, either have I. So it's like one chubs to another, but like not a good look.
No, she did not look good. And yeah, she really did have the band of mitzvahs. She had Gina from season one.
Wait, what has Gretchen. Gina done to her face? Yeah, I don't think it looked good. Gina's face is not. And Gina, stop with the bangs. Like, get a new style. Her hair has not too changed since Botox. Season one. Yeah, she had
No, it has. She like has no, it's more she basically remember she had that makeover.
No.
And like she hasn't changed since the makeover.
Oh. And then she had Gretchen, who it's like, wait, what? Because remember when Slade called her
she called him
Oh come on, no way. Gina is still rocking the bangs.
Yeah, no, I know.
She looks,
no, I know.
Oh, she looks
no,
like...
No, but okay, so Gretchen and Slade called her Little Miss Piggy.
But like, okay, Gretchen looks great in this photo.
No, she always... She's striking. She must wear wigs. She has
you think
wigs.
So? You think so?
Yeah.
Why do you think mm-hmm. that?
Like, she's like Kim Zolciak. She wears those wigs.
No.
Yeah, she
Gretchen
does.
Gretchen is just super annoying, but she's so pretty. Like, she's so thirsty to get back on this show.
It's disgusting. Like, and like, this was the band of misfits, and then they had Lizzie,
who's like, I straightened my hair. Mm. It's like, shut up, Lizzie. I actually liked you. Remember when Lizzie's whole storyline was she once dated Nick Lachey like for 3 minutes, who's now starring on season 25 of Dancing with the Stars
with
his wife, right?
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. then they had Kelly and Lydia. No, not Kelly Dodd. Then they had
Kelly
Lydia.
God.
Sorry. Lydia,
Kelly God, you must have gotten something stuck in your throat.
Yeah. Kelly, God. then they have Lydia, Peggy, but my favorite was Ricky because
Ricky!
We have seen him. He was the best man at Tamara's wedding.
He was the gay of honor.
He was also at the Bunko night, mm-hmm. the 80s Bunko night,
mm-hmm.
and.
He's just, you know, he had a relationship with Tamara. He was BFFs with her and potentially was BFs with Eddie. No. No. What?
No, well, wait. Apparently they were like the room moms for one of their kids' classes. That's how they became friends.
And that's why the kid doesn't talk to her anymore.
I mean, isn't it weird that she's like lost all these friends?
I don't think Tamara's a good friend.
No, I don't think so either.
Like, I choose Vicky over Tamara any day.
Well, Tamara's gotta go, but I, like, couldn't believe this guy came out and said this. Like,
yeah, so let's just jump into this because this was, like, kind of crazy. Like, first off, like, he shows up at Vicky's party, so he's, like, clearly is just, like, no more team. Like, not even, like, chill with Tamara. Like, he's, like, out to get her.
Well, I mean, the scene is so set up. Literally, Gretchen points at Ricky and goes, so I know you've heard the gay rumor, like points on him, like say what you're going to say. And then
like, it's
then,
here's your cue.
Yes, literally. She points at him and he says, well, yeah, I've seen Eddie make out with guys. And Vicky's like,
she's like, what? No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Tell me more.
Right. And then he thinks that Tamara is into it.
What do you think? Is there any merit to this? Also, one, okay, here's my thing, right, in general. If he's gay and she's, like, cool with it and this works for them, great. If he's, like, who cares if he's gay or not? Like,
right.
We shouldn't be outing either, trying to out a straight man that like and like be like, you are gay, and he's like, no, I'm not. Or if he is gay and he doesn't want to be outed, like we shouldn't be trying to do that.
I don't think he's gay. I don't think he's gay because I don't think what is Tamara's investment in being with a gay guy? She seems like a horny little girl. Like,
yeah, I mean, we remember the bathtub scene.
Yeah. I'm not buying this story, and I think
well, could he be
like
could he be bi?
No, it's like another cancer scam, and it's just getting like too dirty. And I hate when they pull in the third party people.
Yeah,
it's like they're just trying to
like Ricky just wants screen time.
I just thought that was so sleazy of him too. It's like, why would you go on television and say these things?
I know
it's just slimy. Like if that was your real friend, you. You wouldn't do that.
Well, it's just like it's getting too much. Like the Instagram fighting between Gretchen and Tamara and like all these things. It's just like it's not fun.
No.
Like it's like you feel like dirty. Like I don't want any part of this except like I need to know everything. But I don't want to know. Like I don't want it to take like it should be fun and whatever. And like not like detrimental to your to a reputation. Like I like Eddie.
I agree.
I would take a spin class from him.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. What did you think about the Lydia and Megan hike?
Okay, Megan, like, it's time to get take some, like, hormone pills or something. Like, I think Lydia was right.
I agree. Megan reminded me of, like, a teenage girl that was having PMS and, like, literally freaking out on their mom because their mom wasn't, like, agreeing with them and they were, like, losing it and they were like, I'm 13! My breast milk!
But, like, completely, like, she was like, Lydia's like, I get where both of you are, you're both in the wrong. She's like, I'm not in the wrong! I'm not in the wrong! I had a baby! Yeah. Like, oh my god, Megan, like,
I'm leaving my baby! I'm not a baby! She was losing it. It was bizarre.
And then I couldn't stop, like, first off, I couldn't also stop staring at, like, Lydia's, like, little girl body.
Oh my god, there, she's so tiny.
She's so little, and whatever these pants
her
were wearing.
Her head is so little.
Like, every, like, she looks like a shrunken head. You know, like, on the Jungle Cruise, like, the shrunken head, like, dolls that they, like, show?
I said that last week with the Beetlejuice guy. She has a shrunken head.
Like, I feel bad for her, but then I don't feel bad for her because, like, she's got a good-looking husband who's getting his balls chopped off. She's, like, rich. Like, she's got a pretty legit life that, like, I would trade for.
I mean, she just had to get home back to her baby from his nap, too.
Oh, yeah. But, like, Megan needs to calm the fuck down.
Yeah, this season's just kind of terrible. I also loved when Vicky and Tamara spoke on the phone.
Didn't you get shades of, like, I only like Tamara when she's friends with Vicky.
They completely went back to their old funny ways. It was like,
yes. She's like, well, you don't know how to cook a cheesecake. You don't know how to cook.
I loved it.
I loved it, too. It brought me back to, like, the Mexico days when Vicky peed the bed.
I loved it. Andalays.
Andalays. Remember when they were in Lake Havasu together?
Like, I miss the good times.
Yeah, all their antics. Like, that's when they're good. Like, why can't they just put the past behind them? Like,
I don't think the show works, actually, without them getting along.
I agree. That's why these seasons have sucked, because, like, Vicky is who she is. Love it or leave it.
Yeah.
And, like, Tamara, leave it. Because I also like Shannon and Vicky together, but I don't like Shannon and Tamara together. They're so boring.
Well, I loved the Shannon David talk on the couch.
Oh my! She's like, our marriage is in trouble. I was like, yeah, no shit.
Well, then she's like playing the victim. You haven't touched my hand in 6 months.
That was so awkward. You know, David is so fucking pissed when she says that. Like, he is like, I'm gonna call my mistress, but I'm gonna star 6-7 it.
No. Okay, no. Maybe he does that. But I think literally he is biting his tongue. And I kind of felt for David in this situation.
Yeah.
She's like, it's my fault. Just tell me what I did. Lady, you know what you did? You let yourself fucking go. No, but like, there's the difference between like gaining weight and she like completely has let herself go. And he has been nothing but nice to say nothing about it. He hasn't said anything to her about it, I don't think.
I mean, like, he said don't eat the bread.
Right, and then she spit it out like a bird.
And it's not like a Mastro's steak. But, still, like, he's like, you know, maybe he's doing 8 Ironman or competitions or whatever he's doing a year because he's like, maybe one of these times Shannon will get her fat ass up to join me.
Yeah.
Like, if I were David, I would not want to be home either.
Yeah.
I'd be like, if divorce isn't an option, I'm just going to work out 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
She needs to knock it off. Like, why would we do the vow renewals? It's like, shut the fuck up, Shannon. Like, I think David was trying to say, now, was David a bad person for the affair? Yes. But am I team David now? Yes.
I mean, You have to sleep with your husband to make a relationship work.
And then when they're like, Mom, we made you a cake. She's like, oh, great. Like, that was so awkward. Like, her poor daughters.
I think they're well adjusted.
The youngest, the twins, right? There's a tall one and a short one. Yeah. The short one is going to be a troublemaker. She's going to be promiscuous. Oh. She might be one of the curtain daughters.
Who's that?
Lynn. Remember Lynn's daughters?
Yeah.
Just kidding. I hope she's not as bad as Lynn's daughters because, like, they were both in porn or something. So I hope she's not that bad, but I think she's going to be a little badsy. I think she's going to act out. The other ones seem okay with that. That one that's like feeds the dog under the table that like texts boys at age 12.
That's how you can start telling you guys when the kids
feed your dog
under the table. That's a sure sign.
Yep.
A promiscuity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. I wasn't allowed to have a dog, so I was a good girl. No Archie for me. Okay, let's talk about
The other thing is, what did you think about Ryan's gift?
Get your fucking feet off the couch!
It made me feel so uncomfortable they had guns.
And they were like hot pink, and I was like, no. What did you like? Did you like Brianna's outfit?
Oh my God. God bless her. You can't wear a potato sack. That was too short for you. She just, like, really needs to lose the weight.
I think it's a thyroid thing, though.
I agree. I think she has some health issues.
Yeah, but I just...
But she looks uncomfortable.
Do you think, like... I can't decide, because I felt like Vicky was trying to groom her to be, like, the next housewife. But, like, I feel like she doesn't want it, but she, like, likes the paycheck she gets from it.
We need to figure out how much she gets.
Yeah, we'll probably just ask her drunkenly one time, I'm sure. Just send her a DM. How much you make her talking head? Okay, so this is just like, it was just like a little thing in the episode, but like Peggy pretending that she doesn't get classic idioms drives me nuts.
That's their only...
Their stick. Like Deco says something funny, and Peggy's like, what do you mean? If they bear shit in the wood... If a bear live in the wood, he shit in the wood. What is so funny about that? Like, you're an English major from UCLA.
Right. No, their storyline is their dynamic and mm-hmm. their family. And like,
they want to be like Kardashians.
Really, they're not featured with the other women too often. It's just them.
So maybe she was a late add-on.
Maybe, like, Deco's just like, they're like, we got to take Deco. Like, that's... What they're wanting more of?
Like after Peggy does something, like, in their heads, they're like, that's so Peggy! Like, laugh track, but, like, everybody's like, how much longer until we have to watch Tamara complain about Vicky? Like, when is it? But,
well, I'm looking...
Kelly God's blog this week is, like, actually hilarious, right? She goes... I don't get how Peggy doesn't get it. She goes, and you know what? If I was an English major at UCLA, I'd be transferring and changing my major. And I said, Kelly, you are God. You're God. I love you.
She's like, nothing like that U of A degree.
Oh, is that where Kelly went?
I just assume.
Bear down.
Yeah.
We didn't go there, but I just know that's what they say. That's all.
I'm trying to find this money for Brianna.
Well, let me know what you come up with. Oh, what did you think about the Barton G dinner? So this morning on my way to work, I'm like, I'm going to take this shortcut. I got a new job, so I'm trying to find, like, my route to work now, you know? So I'm like, I'm going to try this way. And I literally, like, basically, like, run into Barton G, and I'm like, oh, that's where it is. It's, like, by, like, this bar I used to go to all the time that's closed down. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, I mean, it looks like it's just a standalone. It's, like, nothing fancy.
No, it's like it reminded me of like a Dick's Last Resort or something, like totally.
Well, do
like...
you remember when the Atlanta Housewives were in like Miami? They went to Barton G out there.
I've seen this like gimmick before. I think it's fucking lame, and I also think that it was funny that all the girls ordered swordfish, and of course Shannon got the steak.
Well, of course she did, because that's high in protein, low in fat.
And then they were all like. He's only gay on Tuesdays. Sword fights. No girls invited. They're doing all these gay
and
puns.
She's like, huh, oh my God, you're setting up our storyline, honey. It's just a storyline. You're not gay. He's like, oops, my dick fell on you. Sorry, David. Just kidding. Just kidding.
I don't think I really don't think he's gay.
No, I agree. Yeah. Whatever. Let's move on to Dallas.
Not sold.
What?
Yeah, not sold.
Okay, tell me why.
So, no, I'm – okay, this is – so at first I thought I liked Brandy the best. Mm-hmm. And now I think she just kind of like feels sorry for herself and loves attention. I think her girls are fucking brats. They're mm-hmm. like red little devils. Mm-hmm. And
red little devils. You can say that as a ginger.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think she just like is someone that's like, oh, poor me. And I need my girlfriend. But I do like this DeAndra woman this week.
Okay. What about Stephanie? Are you on my team for Stephanie?
No, I maybe need to like go back to the very beginning because I don't think I know their true values.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG. alomoves.com, code TJG. Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
And characters.
Right. Because what they stand
for. I don't really know what team I'm on yet.
Okay. So
not Leanne. It's definitely not Leanne.
Leanne is a psycho.
Like, she's going to get engaged next week.
I don't think so. I bet it's
after
like
8 years.
It's probably like a ring on a string a la Vanderpump Rules with Tom and Katie. Yes. She is like nuts. She scares the crap out of me. I don't know. See, the thing is, the first season, like, Brandy and Stephanie were like friends. And they were like, and Brandy was like carefree because, you know, I think like she was kind of like the star of last season. Now this season, she's like perpetually on Xanax and like it kind of like screws everything up. And it's like, not to be rude, but like, I don't care if your grandma doesn't want to see you. Like, I want you to, as a housewife.
That was lame.
As a housewife, I'm not that invested in you yet that I need you just to show me, like, make me on your team so then I can feel sympathy for you.
All I wanted to do was fill in her eyebrows.
Botox herself too much.
No, but like, her eyebrows are so light. I was like, please, like, let me put a little brown on top of that, please.
Anastasia, like, brow whiz.
I want to like touch her through the
TV.
She
needs to get microbladed.
Something. It just doesn't look right.
Yeah, and she's gained a little bit of weight too. You can see it in the neck. As someone who has gained weight and I've noticed it in my neck, like, you know when you like see something on yourself so you notice it in everybody? Like a snaggletooth. Yeah. I notice snaggletooths so freaking fast because when I had, before I had my wisdom teeth pulled, they pushed all of my teeth forward. And so my top tooth, one went like over the other. I like sound like a hideous, disgusting human being when I describe myself, by the way. Like when I talk about guys rejecting me, it's like the way I describe myself, you would think that they were like dating like the Catwoman from like It's Always Sunny, like Maureen.
She actually, you guys, Courtney's on My 600-Pound Life on A&E this week.
And I'm on Botched next week.
No. We'll post a picture of you and like let people know that you're just hard.
What, from
yourself.
my photo shoot of one at the wedding the other weekend.
Yes, every night, it's just my photo shoot.
No, but so I had like a snaggle tooth, and so like literally I just notice a snaggle on everyone. I'm like, oh god, she's got bad teeth, she's got a little snaggle. But now my snaggle's gone away, just guys, it's gone away a little bit.
It's gone away.
My teeth have reformed a little bit.
I got a retainer.
I got my wisdom teeth pulled out, and so now there's space for the other teeth to go.
I've really digressed,
but what I meant to say is that Brandy and I both have like an extra like little double chin that you don't notice it until like you like just put your head down ever so slightly. And there it is.
I got it too. I think it's called a double
chin. It's called a waddle.
No, it's called a double chin. Oh. Actually, I will never forget this. I was teaching kindergarten and
kids say the darndest things.
We were cutting out turkeys and the turkeys have
right, the waddle.
The waddle. And she was like, my grandma has one of these. I was like, I will never forget it. I was like, oh my god, I never want to be like a person that has one of those because kids will talk about it and they'll
right
be like,
but you
look like a turkey.
You have a pronounced chin though, so I think you're okay.
It's the implant.
Okay, Stassi.
Okay. I didn't know I have a pronounced chin.
No, I mean like I do too. Not okay. A pronounced chin, but like you have a chin.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to describe. I mean, like, you know, like some people that
I get it.
Like,
I get it.
Oh god. Okay. Anyway, so Carrie and Mark hook up every day.
Oh, I did not believe that. I did not believe that. That's not, I don't know about these people. I think they're liars saying you hook up with your husband every day. That's a lie. And it twice a day? What are you, Vicky Gumbelson? You're a fucking liar. She said she hooked up with Steve like 5 times a day. I'm like, no, you don't.
Well, he pleases her physically.
And he packs heat.
And he packs
every day.
Heat
I'm
every
like,
day.
No, he doesn't.
She's like, oh my, I must not frisk him enough.
He's a retired cop too.
Like, isn't that illegal?
You don't... I actually
Does Chucky carry a gun?
I asked about this the other day. Yeah. Because he needs one for a job. And you have to like be like certified and under a certain kind of permit. And like an old, like a retired cop or something like that.
Oh, so Steve is a retired cop.
I know. I don't know why he'd walk around with a gun every day. That's fucking weird.
Just in case,
California.
In case there's a shootout.
Yeah, that sounds
OC
bizarre.
Is not safe. Okay. I grew up
go to the Casa.
I grew up in Irvine, which is like
been open.
Yeah. Irvine was like the top 10 safest city in America, like year after year after year of growing up. And then there was a murder one day. So anyways, also, Brandy grew up in a trailer. Does that surprise
yeah.
you?
No, and then they went catfishing. I was bored.
Yeah.
My most, like favorite thing was, like, Deandra, like, really sticking up to her stepson. And
okay,
was, like,
let's discuss this.
I can't believe you're going to leave here. Like, you're ruining your life. I was like, this
you're
is
selfish.
Great.
When she's like, don't you roll your eyes at me or else I'll pluck them out one by one. And I was like,
oh, my God. That was intense.
If my mom said that to me, I think I'd be like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
I think I'd probably start laughing because, like, when I get uncomfortable, I laugh. But, like. That was really weird. And then he's like, hit the hot dad. Her husband is hot.
He is smoking Silver Fox.
I'm trying to figure out, do you think he married her for money? Because, like, she's, like, pretty, but she is not on his level.
And she wears, like,
yeah, what
bandanas.
Was that scarf on
like,
her head?
Yeah, a bandana or a handkerchief on her head?
Yeah, like, you're not a housewife like that.
What do you think? You're Cinderella?
Like, yeah.
Cinderella, Cinderella,
Nightingale and Cinderella. Do the dishes, clean the...
Okay, we got it.
A 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm just kidding. Okay, so the Dueling Girls Night of Carrie, Stephanie, and Brandy. So they're starting to create their teams now too, right?
Right.
So it's Carrie, Stephanie, and Brandy versus Leanne, Deandra, and Cameron. I cannot fucking stand Cameron. I hate her so much. Her and that stupid fucking sign she made to, like, convince her husband. Like, you're not smart. You're a fucking idiot. Like, I hate you.
Who does she look like? She looks like someone we know.
Someone we know?
Like, you've seen that girl before.
Yeah, but I think she just, like, looks like... She's just, like, a wannabe, Barbie. Like... Yeah, like, Elle... But she's not an Elle Woods, but she's, like, so wannabe. But
almost like a Miami girl.
Or
I guess Beverly Hills. I don't know. She's not... I don't know. Something. I feel like she's been on, like, a reality TV show before.
I'm not sure. Maybe. Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was I gonna say? I just thought that whole thing with her husband, like, it pissed me off. Pissed me off.
I think I left the room for that part.
Good, because it was
I
like,
wasn't interested.
No, she's annoying. And, like, I'm disappointed. Because, you know what? The first episode, the opening episode of the season was everything.
I still haven't even seen that. But I think I also felt really weird with those... The three girls in the bed together and, like...
Because they were actual friends? Like, it was too weird for you?
It made me feel uncomfortable. They were too close to each other. And...
Did the gold masks freak you out?
I don't know. It just seemed like... Like, too sorority vibe for me.
And it brought you back to the times when you shared a bed with your sorority sisters in your underwear doing masks?
No, I think all my sorority sisters were like peeing the bed.
Oh my god, wait, is it funny that that's what I thought of too?
Literally, that room smelled like pee.
Okay, I didn't live in that room, and there's
it
only...
was awful. I only lived there for like
and there's
three
only...
months, and I, it was awful.
I just one time,
I know exactly what I don't. Is it a girl touching herself in the night?
What?
Oh my god. What? One night I was like dead sober. Uh-huh. I'm sleeping in my bed and this girl comes home wasted and she starts masturbating. And I was like, there's five other people in this room. Like, it was fucking
what?
Bizarre. It was gross.
Do I know this person?
Yes, I'll tell you later.
Oh my god. Wait, I was gonna say that the one time when I lived in the penthouse. One of the girls that lived downstairs came home blacked out and came into our room. Everybody was like asleep and just pulled her pants down and started peeing in the room. And we were all like, what the fuck? Like, get out of here. And she was so drunk. She had no idea what she was doing. And she like pissed in our room.
I want to know who that is after. I think I know who it is.
I can give you three guesses, and I'm sure you get it on the first one.
Okay. I think I know who it is. No, that place is weird.
Yeah, there's a lot of girls can't hold their bladders or can and just need to touch. Anyways. Okay, so let's... I just feel like we've dug ourselves a hole now.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Now I don't have memories in the house.
I have like so many more. One time I came home and my roommate, her face was in a can of tuna.
at DJ?
Yes. He was in the on the bed and she literally, her face was in a can of tuna and the fork was in the can. I was like, who eats tuna like that? That's disgusting.
Wait, did she, like, she could have cut her face from the
yes,
bottle.
Yes, yes. I think you were like talking about the same person over and over.
Oh my god, I'm so scared. Wait, that house was like a disaster. You guys, Mary and I only shared living in the house for 1 year together. But every Saturday morning, we had an intercom in the house, and every morning, like every Saturday morning, Mary would go downstairs with her computer, and she'd turn the intercom on, and it's usually like "Don't Stop Believing," and every room would go off and be like, "Mornings with Mary, it's time to get up."
No, I'd be like doing like the Walk of Shame song. I'd be like, "Blah blah blah, blah hooked up with blah blah blah."
Yeah, okay. I was trying to make it sound nicer, but yes, she was shame calling everybody. It was good times.
That was
nice. That was fun.
So long ago.
I know.
More mature now.
Not at all.
I was so mature this weekend.
Oh my God. What did you do this weekend?
What did I do?
You went out with Daddy Warbucks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like.
You relive Summer Mary in a sweater.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you turned down by any guys?
I was not.
Damn it.
I ran into this guy and he introduced me to his cousin. Now I'm in love and I just hope he calls.
Oh my God. You sound like D-Lo with Dean.
I sure do.
Shall we get into Bachelor in Paradise?
Absolutely.
Okay, you guys. So Bachelor in Paradise was on last night, but like mine was preempted with NFL football game, so I couldn't watch it. So I literally just watched it all right before we started taping this. I laughed. I cried. I tried to fast forward.
You crying during it is like so embarrassing for you.
I mean, is my life an embarrassment? Like, yeah. Slowly after every episode we do of this podcast, I'm like, oh my God, my life is so sad.
No, we're entertaining. Okay. Moving on.
Before I go any deeper in my hole, continue, please.
So basically, let's just talk about the people that like kind of continued. So
Lacey and Daniel, which that was like, duh. He's such a fucking weirdo. Like, why did she think it was gonna go anywhere?
Well, I think she thought it was gonna go somewhere because they've already hooked up before, and he's visited her in New York
for 1 hour.
That wasn't that time.
Oh.
So then he's like, she's like, saying I love you. He's like, I'm going to 4th of July in your pants. I'm like, what is that? You know the American holidays.
What does that mean, though? He's going to firework in her pants?
No, like jizz on her or something.
I understand what the metaphor was, but like really what is it? Like, I got that. Thank you for telling me. But I mean, like in reality, like that's not really what it means.
Okay, you're being a literalist, and it just means
he's gonna put the P in the V.
I get it.
He's not going to pee in her V. He's going to put his P. No, I said he's not going to. Anyways, why? Okay. It would never work out with him. He's Canadian.
Well, I thought he was so rude. He like puts a label on their relationship. She is on cloud 9 and I can see it.
But he said he's not going to change the relationship status on Facebook, and nothing's official until it's Facebook official.
Well, and he was lying about it though. He said he would to her face.
Okay. See, I missed that part.
No, he said he would to her face, and then, like, the next day is basically like, no, I only did that for the show. I think The Bachelor looked really bad because everyone basically did such different stuff off camera than they did on camera.
Are you saying within that, like, 2-week break or whatever? Or just
no,
in general?
No, like, after the show, and now they do this reunion show. Because then, so he, like, fucks her over after the show, even though it, like, looks like on the way that it's going to air, they're going to work out. Mm-hmm. Then they come back for the reunion, and she says that he was such a dick that he only saw her in New York for an hour and then, like, invited her to Vancouver. And she's like, fuck you, Daniel. And he got caught so bad. Chris Harrison put him on the spot, and it was amazing.
Chris Harrison was cracking me up because this whole reunion part of it, like, was so weird. And when he was
I kind of liked it.
But there was like they brought Corinne and DeMario out again, which was strange. And it was like, can we just like stop bringing more attention to it, actually? Like, and I felt bad for DeMario.
I think they wanted to like just be like, everything's fine. Like nothing happened. There was no rape thing.
Right.
We're fine. And that's why I feel like they really made the Derek and Taylor relationship like she wants to have sex with him and get to know him in that way. And they were like making like this sex thing like a really big deal. Like no one ever has sex on the show.
Well, emotionally really intelligent people don't.
Right. But like, do you know what I mean? They were trying to really build this up. Like nobody has sex on The Bachelor. If they're going to take this step, you get married if you have sex with people.
Well, right. And like, remember when they came back from Bachelor in Paradise and they're like, now you have to ask the producers for permission to like hook up. Do you think they asked Elon? Is that his name? The year of Elon?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Do you think they asked him if they could have sex in the fantasy suite?
I think they were saying, if you accept the fantasy suite, like
that's consent.
You're going to have, yeah.
But are there condoms in this fantasy suite?
I think so now.
Oh, interesting.
I think they've changed the rules.
I felt bad for DeMario because I just felt like he was so, he just seems so defeated. Like, didn't you want to just give him a hug?
Yeah, he kind of, like, looked cute.
I thought he was adorable. And I was like, you know, The Bachelor would do good by him making him The Bachelor. Could you imagine?
No. Like there
would be outrage.
Yeah.
But I think that he deserves better.
I think no one cares anymore.
Nobody cares. I think that next
season.
The
storm has weathered.
I also think, yes. Oh, the clouds are gone.
The clouds have cleared.
Yes, I think that next season of The Bachelor is going to be very low ratings.
I don't think I can watch. I'm serious. I'm like, finally, like, I'm ending it.
Like, I'll probably tune in, but I'm not going to give my full attention. Okay. I'll probably check Facebook and like Instagram. Maybe I'll read some news articles.
Maybe I'll watch like the final four.
Yes. Yes. And like the first episode and probably like the five episodes afterwards, but then also the final four. Okay. So Scallop Fingers exit on the show killed me where they just made it
because
seem like
of wealth.
Where they just made it seem like she just swam off in the ocean.
She was the Little Mermaid. She was one with the scallops. Scallywag.
I also thought she looked really pretty when she was denying Jack Stone. I thought she looked really pretty. Her contour and highlighting was, like, on point.
I kept on, like, loving how she's like, we're like an acquaintance. Like, I don't know why he wants to go and say we're going to be a couple.
No, not a couple. Not a couple. We leave here hand in hand.
Right.
She's like, right, hand in hand, like, means like a couple. He's like, I think you're reading this wrong. So what I'm saying is we leave here hand in hand. She's like, right, but friends don't hold hands. He's like, no, let's start over. So we leave here hand in hand. She's like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
She's like, Scallop Fingers out.
Yeah.
I liked she played into that.
Yeah. Then we had Deanie Baby and D'Lo. I was actually surprised that he was like, you know what, I'm going to walk away. I want to see what happens with my Russian friend that eats lipstick. And D'Lo was like, what the fuck? And then he was like, I'm a shitty guy.
And then he's like, where's my dad? Oh, he's praying somewhere on a pillow.
Yeah, but then
wait, did
they
you
leave
see?
The show. And he fucks D'Lo that night.
Yep. Wait, did you see when D'Lo walked away, did you see the butterfly tattoos on the back of her ankles?
No.
Oh my God. It was a look.
I thought that her white bathing suit always looked dirty.
Yeah, because she's probably sitting like around.
Sandy.
And she doesn't seem, I thought she had more of a butt. She doesn't. It was a little saggy. But that's okay. I'm not judging because I have to wear a one-piece wetsuit when I go out in public.
You're on my 600-pound life. Okay.
But you know at the end of my 600-pound life, they're like, now she's got gastric bypass and she's lost like X amount of pounds. They're like, so Courtney's still eating. She went to McDonald's and scarfed a 20-piece McNugget in 3.5 minutes.
No.
I do that. I get a 10-piece. I eat it all.
That sounds good.
I know,
they
right?
They don't have McDonald's here.
Oh, my like, God. There's one literally a block and a half. I'd probably Postmates it if I could. I Postmates everything. Postmates, you guys should advertise with us. Code 2 Georgie Girls 20 for 20% off your next delivery.
The only fast food I eat is like In-N-Out and
like. Oh, so you're like classy.
Chipotle.
Oh, Chipotle for sure. Yeah, I almost postmated that, but it wasn't on the $2.99 thing, so I did sushi next door.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, going back.
Yes.
So then we have Barbie and Ken, and he's been so patient with her, and she literally is shaking when she's telling him this isn't going to work in the real world.
I wonder if it's because, like, Josh, like, beat her.
There's something definitely really – the thing is, though, she's – I guess – there's something like very obedient about her because she's never really
she's very meek. Shit.
She's meek. Never talked shit on him.
But you know, but she let the twins do it. Like she knows what she's doing. She's like the girl. She's so sweet and she's just like loves Kins and Char and like we're just gonna dress up our babies together and like I'm not gonna say anything bad, but like, hey twins, Rabbi cheated on me, so if you could bring it up at the reunion, I'm just gonna act. Surprised.
You really sound like her and it's creepy. I don't like it. I don't like her.
I don't like her either. I just but so did you so they're like going at each other on Twitter right now though.
Oh Robbie my god, and these Amanda. People are such losers.
So they're Amanda both, literally
they're social media influencers, both of them.
Wait, but so like, that's so Amanda job. Posted the photo that she was talking about on the reunion of Robbie, like, making out with some other girl, and she captioned it with, like, look what you made me do, which, like, she would so be a Taylor Swift fan. And then Robbie was like, I can't, it's just so interesting how she doesn't say anything on the reunion and everything's okay, and then, like, you know, comes and does this and goes after me on social media, and the twins... with all their information that they have, like all this stuff, you got to read it on Twitter, guys. It's going, okay. It's going down in the tweets.
I get it.
But okay, did you think Robbie looked good on the reunion or not?
He like grosses me out. I don't think he's cute at all, and he needs to stop wearing eyeliner.
And I think he's manorexic.
He used to be like almost an Olympian swimmer. So.
Like, yeah, he was hot on JoJo's season. Like, he came in second place, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
He came in second. He was like bulkier than now. He's like so skinny. And like his teeth, like he has Hillary Duff teeth now. And I think he's got hair plugs.
That's what happens when you work for Ronan and Fields.
Right. And so, that maybe it's not eyeliner then. Maybe he's using the lash stuff that they have. I've heard great success.
Me too.
So. Okay. So then Raven and Adam.
Yeah. So. I used to love Raven, and I think I discovered something.
Uh-oh, what?
She's not pretty.
Not pretty.
She's not pretty. Her hair was so greasy.
Big nose. She's got a pronounced chin.
She's cute and charming. I mean, actually, Adam looks smoking hot to me.
Adam was good looking. Raven's got a great bod, but her boobs are too big. But, like, I feel like... anybody that has, like, a great bod with makeup, you can, like, change the world. And a good sense of fashion. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Like.
No, I agree.
Like, I don't think she's that pretty without makeup.
We just got to get gastric bypass now.
Mm-hmm. 600-pound life to 100-pound life. Come in 2024. I have to give myself a while. Okay, and then she, like, brings her family out on stage to meet him. I don't like it.
And then he calls her mom, the mom, mom. But I don't like when people do that. That's not your mom.
No.
Hey, no. Mom. I was like, what?
No, you guys have been dating for 3.5 weeks.
No,
stop
you
it.
Call her Mrs. Raven.
Mrs. Arkansas.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't like that. I don't know. I don't like them. I like them together, but only because of him.
Yeah, I'm like okay with that couple.
Like, I'm not going to go to their wedding in Paradise next year, but I'm not going to go to Tarek and Taylor's either, even though I cried.
No, that whole proposal, like, was so lame and made me feel uncomfortable, and I'm sick of the old Lane, and her saying she experienced him in a different way, and like inside her body made me feel disgusting.
Okay, yeah, that I tried to black that part out, but I thought that the proposal was kind of cute. I don't know, I just thought it was a genuine proposal, and like I said, I'm living a life alone, so it's like when the good things happen to people, like I'm like happy / like hate them so much, and I'm a little jealous. And if I'm so my own like, bachelor in paradise.
You were relating maybe more to the Dean side when people were booing him and he looked like crap and he was hungover and having an anxiety attack on stage.
I mean, Dean's a fuckboy, but like I still love him.
Okay. Ugh. I mean, he apologized for his actions.
I think, first off, I'm going to take a step back in my defense of Dean. Let me just go here, right? So Dean went on the Bachelorette. He went on, who knows what his reasons for. I'm sure it was definitely for love. Sure. But he didn't find it there. Then all of a sudden, he's like America's sweetheart, right? So he gains all this fame and probably girls are throwing themselves. He lives in Venice. Like girls are throwing themselves at him like left and right. Like he's got Becca that he's fucking probably. Like he's got all these girls all over him. And what does he do with the fame? He just takes it. So he literally turns into a fuckboy.
Yeah. It's literally it says Dean Michael Englert.
Englert.
Oh, and his, I just like to smiling. Smiling is my favorite.
So he loves Elf. He loves Elf. That's just a line from Elf.
He's a nerd.
But I mean.
Oh, I thought that's a line. Didn't even think of that on his own.
No, it's from Elf.
Oh my God.
Do you not show that to your children in class?
I don't. I should, maybe.
Yeah, it's very religious. There's a lot of religious overtones. It talks about the three wise men, frankincense and myrrh.
But, and St. Nicholas bringing gifts to kids.
Right, exactly. But yes, I think Dean, like, it just, like, all went to his head. And I don't, you know what? I don't blame him. I actually, for people that think they're going to paradise to actually find love are fucking idiots.
Wait, do you think fame would go to your head?
Oh, for sure. It already is to my head. I boss people around all the time to do things for me. I'm a really good supervisor. Would it go to your head?
You think you're famous?
Mary, would you? Mary, would you? Would fame go to your head? Like, would you go, Mary? Okay, this would be Mary. Mary would all of a sudden be on like an episode of True Life. True Life, I'm an Instagram influencer. Mary would be like partying in the club, bottle service. Like
No, but I would like bring cool people in with me.
Like who?
Like that are nobodies.
Name like four cool people.
Like you.
Wait, no, I'm not a nobody. I'm one half of two judgy girls.
No, I would like just want to find like other like
influencers? Robbie and Amanda?
No. Okay. I would be like, I would never forget about my real friends.
Okay.
I wouldn't. I'm a loyalist.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying, like, would we maybe develop a drug habit? I don't know.
Like, would we hang out with Lindsay Lohan? Sure.
Oh, God, yes. And we would convince her to do a second season of the Oprah documentary show.
Right. Right.
The opening scene of Lindsay crying in her tights, an oversized hat, smoking a cigarette in the dark.
Let's rewatch that.
That, Mary.
Was it on OWN?
Yes, that is genius. Yeah. I think in the interim of while we only have Orange County, because let's be honest, we're not going to be recapping Jersey.
Oh, you don't think? I like Jersey.
Oh, you do?
I don't. I'm not enjoying Dallas.
Okay.
I can recap Jersey myself.
Okay.
I mean, the accents alone.
I mean, listen, will I probably watch Jersey? Yeah, I will. But am I going to have to do a short? Okay, fine. When.
Daniel, stop!
Prostitution whore?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I'll do it. But I just, like, I don't like Teresa.
That's okay. You don't have to.
I don't like any of them, to be honest.
I kind of like Team Melissa Gorga.
Ugh.
I think she's so pretty. I think she's one of the prettiest housewives.
I agree. I think she's really pretty. But, like, if I had a nose job, I'd probably be pretty. Not a snaggletooth. Eyebrows that didn't connect. A mustache only a dad could give her his daughter.
You're never gonna be an influencer.
I'm always the before ad. I'm never the after.
We're being so mean to you. I'm so joking.
Okay. No, I really always say that, like, when someone's like, "Oh, you're the model," I'm like, "Yeah, I'm the before ad."
Oh my God. That's hard on yourself. Oh. Love yourself.
I love me.
I love all 600 pounds.
I love all 600 pounds of me. Anyways, this girl's starving.
Okay. Gotta go.
Why don't we?
You gotta go order some more Postmates at McDonald's.
No, I have sushi left over in the fridge. Okay. Fourth meal coming at you. I think I'm really into this Lindsay Lohan own idea. I think that let's make a game plan. We won't do it for next week, but I think that we'll start reviewing those.
I'll just Snapchat story it.
No, you're gonna Insta story it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. That's great. Wait, you could do that, too. You're funnier than me. I'm just fat and alone. Anyways, signing off. Courtney from L.A.
This is that other girl, Mary from the Bay. Okay! Follow us. Write us 5-star reviews only. Thanks.
5-star reviews about the fat girl and her friend in the Bay. Adios!
Bye!
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight, and the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.